have studied classical voice and singing, and nowadays I sing lots of contemporary music and experimental music, and I do performance and music theater. If you would like to know more about me, please look at my website www.irenekurka.de. And I also invite you to subscribe to my monthly newsletter if you want to know anything about all the different activities I do. In this podcast, I talk to you about themes all around this new music world and whatever is related to it, and especially the behind the scenes, the insider knowledge, and the human beings who are active in this world. I'm cooperating with the NMZ, Neue Musikzeitung, one of the most important German-speaking newspapers about music. And yeah, this is the last episode of the year 2025. And it's became a tradition that I do a looking back and I share with you some experiences, some learnings from this year. And it touches me a lot what shows up. And I also recommend it to you to look back, because it can be often such a rich experience to realize what we have experienced and how much happened this year, and also how many great things happened this year. And yeah, it's exciting to share all this with you and then get into the new year, 2026. And well, where do I start? So much happened in this year for me. It was a very intense year and a very rich and fulfilling year for me. And at some places, things really happened in a way that went over anything I could imagine. There were times I grew a lot, or maybe I even was forced to grow a lot. And sometimes when I look back, I think I have done things that almost don't see human. I really, grew so much. And I know there will be even more expansion for me in 2026. I'm already feeling the changes and whatever. Yeah, I can kind of smell already. And I also feel it will happen in even more lightness. And yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, so where do I start? I'm looking back and I'm very proud that I not just sang at many, many different great places in Germany, and that I had so many great collaborations, that I'm so lucky that I work with such great colleagues who are amazing musicians and also amazing human beings. And I feel very, very privileged that this is happening this way. And the other thing I'm really, really thankful for is that I have been singing in 5 other countries outside of Germany. I've been to Poznan, Poland. Beautiful experience. I've been there before, and it's always very nice, very, very warm-hearted, great people who I work with there. I've been the first time to Timișoara, Romania, and I also liked the vibe a lot. And there's a chance I will be going back next year, so keep your fingers crossed for me. So that was also great. And in Poznan, I was singing solo repertory. And in Timișoara, I was singing with Martin Wistinghausen, who's a bass singer and componist. And we have been working now for 6 years. And it's also always such a delight to work with Martin. Well, then I have been to Graz, Austria, and Athens, Greece, with the composer Christina Vantzou, who I have met in 2023, and we have been collaborating since then, and I'm such a big fan of her work. It's so magic. And every time we perform, it is so, so special. And sometimes she includes other musicians, and they're also just amazing. And I must say, she also brings me to great places. I mean, I enjoyed Graz, but definitely I enjoyed Athens. I was at the sea. I also sent them over to the island Aegina. Definitely I went to the Acropolis and saw all those old temples, this old culture. And yeah, I really enjoyed it so much. The friendliness, the straightness of the Greek people, the amazing food. And well, I was a person who had lots of Latin at school, and so I'm also quite familiar with those old culture, like the Roman Empire and the Greek Empire. And so, yeah, it's always great to go to those places and feel this old, old history. I've been to Luxembourg, to Rainy Days Festival, with a project that, yeah, went all over my borders probably I had before. I did the piece Embodiment with the composer Liam Muir, and I did a whole podcast interview with her on our work and how we were able to do this now. I met Leah about 10 years ago in Berlin, and we started working together quite fast. And at some point she also wrote me a solo, and then I think it was in 2018 or 19, she said, well, I'm also good at filming. I want to film you while you sing this. And but she got really, really close to my mouth, my face, and thinks, well, singers are not always that comfortable. And I liked what she did with it. And I know that she also filmed a few other musicians. And I liked this quality, because I often thought if you could combine contemporary music with great film, maybe it would be more approachable for some people who, you know, are afraid of this kind of music. And so that really hit me. And during the COVID times, I used two of my scholarships to produce even more films with her. And I really say they're films. It's not a documentation like we have from concerts, which is great too, but really films. And so when Catherine Constant asked me to be part of Rainy Days 2025 with the theme Bodies, I thought maybe this is the opportunity to go further with Leah, to really do a film with live performance. And so, yeah, we got the deal. And Leah and me has been working over a year on this project. I mean, she certainly developed then the whole idea with things I put into. She wrote the music, she did the filming, she did the editing. And yeah, so I was in Berlin a lot this year to do the filming, the rehearsing with her. And that was also very fascinating, what you film, and that certain things I might have not done for anyone, but since I trusted her so much, I could do it. And it was also then fascinating how she put all the film material together. And there's also Michael Weilacher in the film, who's an amazing percussion player, who also knows her work so well. So he's the male counterpart who's just in the film. And yeah, and then it grew over the summer. And then she sent me the film, then she sent me the music, and then I had to record it here, and then she put it together with the music. Then it was about the timing and about the cues, because I would not see the film. I would be in front of the film, but how do I react to it? Because it was really this idea to also really interweave it, that it becomes one, the movie and me. And I was so impressed that she really thought of anything and that she had great ideas for the costumes and the props. And and then things got together, but it was a big process for both of us in this whole project. There were so many points. You could have lost yourself or you could have given up, or it could have just broken down. And the biggest learning here was trust. Trust her. She trusted me and trust myself, my instinct, my stage experience. And that was tough sometimes because we had a setup where in a way it was just us and we had to pull it off. And where I think I also never done that before, but I had the feeling I had to do this. And even though I was performing quite a lot in the fall, but I kept then the 40 days before Luxembourg, before the premiere, free. And I was kind of in a tunnel. I was drawn back. I didn't meet anyone. And it was really necessary to go so deep with this. And then I had my routines, how to practice this piece. And even though I had time and I thought I could maybe do two run-throughs a day, I couldn't, because the piece was emotional, so demanding. So I could prepare things and then I could do one run-through and that was it. And then interesting things came up, as I said, with trust, all kind of triggers. And so I had time to take care of that, to really be on this performance, the person, the performer I wanted to be. And we made it. And we're so proud and we're excited now where it will go next year. There already are a few opportunities because I think it's a masterpiece. So if you're curious about it, write to me. Or if you have any ideas where we could present it, write to me. Or to Leah. And so that was really, really big in a way. And I mean, as I said, there were so many great collaborations this year. I also did a few projects with Christian Banasik, where it was voice and electronics. And I also admire his work so much. And I'm also so... yeah, privileged that there's so many composers like, I mean, there are more, like, but the three I just mentioned, Christina Wanzu, Christian Banasik, and Liam Moir, who are also so thoughtful how they treat me, that I feel comfortable, that I can really do my best, and that's such a gift, that you're not just, I don't know, performing something all because it's a job or something, but they're so, yeah, thoughtful and gentle and demanding also, very clear with their ideas. And yeah, that really feels great when I feel seen and in a way also taken care of. That wherever I am, or Christina Wanzu often was so concerned that I would get good food or so. I mean, she knows I like good food, but I mean, there's so many charming gestures in those collaborations. And yeah, so I'm very, very thankful. And as I said, there's so many great musicians and colleagues in my life. And yeah. Yeah, I was in Greece and I have been to the sea a few times this year, and I discovered, I think it started last year, that I really like the North Sea. And I've been to the North Sea when I was a child with my parents. We went to the island Langeoog, and it was one of my favorite vacations for many reasons. And yeah, last year, I think I got a little sentimental and I thought, well, let's go to Langeoog again. And so I did it around Easter, and it was beautiful. In a way, it was interesting too, because this island did not seem to have changed a bit. And I think when I was there, I don't know, I was maybe 10 or so. And since for me, North Sea is not a sea where I think bathing is that nice and comfortable, so I actually like to go there in the off season. So I like it when it's empty and I just want to walk around at the sea. And I also like it with those islands, or with the character of the North Sea, that it's, there is this nature, but there is not much distraction. And the nature has a certain quality. And it really brings me to myself, and it it's a joy, it's a reset. And so I enjoyed that Langeoog thing last year. Then I went to Norderney in December last year, and this spring I went to Borkum, an island up there. And so far Borkum, I must say, is my favorite. And yeah, last week I was in St. Peter Ording. That is a very special place. I mean, it has also great vibe, but it was somehow hard to get really to walk at the sea for many reasons. So this I didn't like so much. So yes, I could relax there. I had a good time, but probably not one of the places I go back. But I'm definitely considering Borkum again. Or I will continue to discover all the other islands and whatever there is. I mean, there's still a lot more to discover. And for some reason, I hope I will be even more at the sea next year. I don't know how it will work out with my work schedule, but somehow the sea gives me a lot. There's this longing for sea. Well, I have been teaching a lot. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy teaching voice. I do the coaching, all whatever people want from me. And I have obviously students here in Germany, but I also have, I think it started last year, I have lots of students now also from overseas. I'm still co-teaching with the wonderful composer, pianist and raga singer Michael Harrison, who lives in New York. I'm also very thankful for this collaboration, and that he and the people around him, or the people in those classes, appreciate the way how I teach vocal technique so much. And yeah, that's really great. And the other thing that was fascinating, that I have this radio show, Chaos Radio Summit. I started in March, and I'm also thankful for this experience, that you never know where it will lead to. But on the other hand, I realized it's fun and I'm great that I could do it, and I will do it until the end of February, and then I will stop with it. Then I have done it a year. That I realize, because this is about music, about presenting music, and I mean, I know lots of music, and I think I curated quite well, but I realized to do this and announce music, it's not something that really lights me up. So then I decided to stop it next year, and gave them enough time to find someone who will take over this monthly show I've been doing. And it also made me realize that I rather talk, like I talk to you and I talk about what's going on in life. That is more interesting for me than announcing music. And probably it will also lead up that I will do more solo episodes, possibly in English as well. Because when I look at the download numbers, I realized that you really like my solo episodes. And sometimes I could not believe it, because maybe that's my own insecurity, because I thought, well, I'm inviting great people for interviews, and maybe I thought people, you know, turn into the show because of the guests. And to realize, and some people even say to me, they're like, no, I'm interested in what you have to say. And that made me kind of humble, because in a way I didn't expect it. But it has been knocking on my doors for quite a while that I should give more attention into that direction. And I will go with that. Might be a gradual process, but this is where what direction this podcast will take, just that you know. Even though I have great interviews for you that I've done through Timișoara and Poznan, they're coming up, and there's still another country I want to cover, and I will talk to great composers from there. You know me, I go with the flow, and we will see. But yeah, I'm following things that are knocking on my doors. And the other thing I'm doing, even though that is in German, so it may be interesting for the German-speaking audience, there's a podcaster in Germany, Saskia Wolf, who also is now teaching at the Career Center at the Robert Schumann Hochschule in Düsseldorf. And she also has a podcast, I think, since 2019. And yeah, this year we finally met, and we're very much on a similar wavelength. And so we interviewed each other, but we decided also that we will do a quarterly show next year where we cover things we observe in this music world or whatever interests us, and also play around with this format, because it seems for both of us we're a match, and this is maybe a good next step for both of us. And also to, you know, when you collaborate with another podcaster, and I oftentimes when I started out I wanted to do it all along, but I think I told you, at least in the German-speaking countries, I was the first who was talking about contemporary music or music like with an independent podcast. And so there was no one I could collaborate with, because I always observed other podcasts, and in other areas they could always invite each other. And the cool thing is that, you know, you can also, they have listener that might like my content too, and the other way around. And so finally, this is happening with Saskia Wolf, and we will see what happens, because I think we also have a different listener group. And yeah, this is another great, great step. Then I also had the honor to have been interviewed by Jerry Fialka. Those interviews are on YouTube. He has been quite close with Frank Zappa, and he's an amazing and very interesting interviewer. And when he reached out to me that he wanted to interview me, and I said, okay, yes. And then I looked at one or two of the interviews, and they're very philosophic. And I thought, like, I'm not even sure if I can do this. But I like to jump into things. I like to try out new things. So I thought, okay, let's do it. And it was even live. There was no way things would get edited or so. And then I was there with him, and he liked it so much that he invited me for a second part. And so it's often fun to do things where you're a little bit afraid, where you're like, can I really do this? Such topics, is my English good enough? And people were telling me, no, your English is amazing. Well, so Gary Fialka. And the other thing that came into my life, I mean, it has been touching me quite a while, but there was a big change this year. I mean, you know that I'm very interested in psychology. I'm interested in alternative healings and all that, and it has been accompanying me for quite a while. And as I also mentioned, in some places I have been coaching with certain tools, and it always was somehow on the side next to my singing career. I did not make a big fuss about it, but somehow people found me and I always had clients for the last 14 years. And then I got to know a certain body work and I also realized, yes, mindset is cool, psychology is cool, energy work is really cool. But if you don't take your body with you, where also all the subconscious lies, sometimes you will not get where you want to get because your body is always stronger than your mind. And I also have this picture that your body is an elephant and everything that has to do with your mind is a fly and the fly sits on the elephant. And if the fly wants to go right and the elephant wants to go left, who's gonna win? And so I got to know this great body work, which I now call Best Move. And I went to a few workshops in cities that are not that close to my city. I had to travel quite far. And it really changed a lot. It made me also very stable, especially in those challenging times we have now. And I can really align myself to what I want. And I was thrilled and it was like missing puzzle, piece of puzzle, the missing link. And I also understood the method in a way right away because I think it's so much mine. And it brought everything together and everything I knew and it made sense and I could deliver it right away. I sometimes experience that when something is really mine, then it's just so easy for me. And everything else, I was already ready because there are certain challenges to teach this, but I knew I'm ready. And then I started actually teaching it right away. I gave solo sessions, but I also gave workshops at a yoga studio close by. I gave two workshops already for the choir association here in Düsseldorf, where I combined it also with singing technique. And I gave a workshop a few days ago at the Robert Schumann Hochschule in Düsseldorf for this career center. And both the teachers of this career center or who lead the career center, they were impressed. And it looks like I'm going to come back. And they also said it's this what brings everything together, because in the career center, I mean, they talk about strategies or things you just have to do to be successful in freelancing. I mean, all the legal stuff, but also, you know, whatever, how to write a biography and all of that, a resume. And they also teach yoga and they already do also physical things. But they realize that I'm at this point where you bring all of this together. And then you can pursue your strategy even better because your body is following you, like I said, the elephant and the fly. And so they really liked it. And the students did a great job. They were really open to experience this with me. And so they want to ask me back and they want to also tell other Musikhochschulen about it. And it's the course I wish I had when I was a young voice student. So in that way, a circle closes and it's so great to bring now a lot of my expertise into those Musikhochschulen conservatories. I mean, my singing technique that some people find a very outstanding anything I can do with coaching and this body work called Best Move. Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to share about this wonderful year, or at least was wonderful for me in so many regards and rich, very rich. And yeah, this podcast goes out on the 23rd of December. And so I now have the opportunity to wish you a very, very blessed, beautiful, magic Christmas this year. I wish you all the rest, and I also wish you a good transition into the new year, and that also all your wishes come true in 2026. And I thank you so much that you're tuning in with me, that you're giving me your precious time, that you're following me. We're quite a big community all around the world. That's amazing and very touching for me. And I'm thankful if you tell your friends, your colleagues about this podcast. I'm excited if our community would grow even more. That's just so amazing. And I wish you all the best. Live your music, live your life. See you next time. Yours, Irene.